We're turning our attention now to issues surrounding the South Kerry Greenway, which is in the process of construction, on the way to being opened. Councillor Michael Cahill has an issue with that in terms of some of the rumours he's been hearing about landowners and payments. Is that right, Michael?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, Jerry, there's a rumour has gone around my own parish here in Glenbeyn, indeed down in Castlewee, and I've been contacted by several landowners in regards to this matter, and as a result, I obviously contacted council management, and I was assured once negotiated contracts were signed and there was clear title to the lands, in other words, you know, no right-of-way issues or no bank charges or restrictions on title, that landowners will be paid within a couple of months. I felt, you know, that it was very important to nip this in the bud, and you know, they were informed that, you know, that they wouldn't be paid for at least 10 years. This is simply not true, and it was causing fear and uncertainty and interfering with, I suppose, the trust between the council and TII and the landowners themselves. And what I am saying now is that, you know, any landowners that do have any fears, to contact the project team, and they will address their fears, or they can obviously contact myself if they so wish, and I will get clarification. I was worried about it. I felt it was a tactic just to delay further, or even block what will be our county's biggest and best ever tourism project, that will bring unprecedented investment to Castlewee and Glenbeyn, will bring, you know, hundreds of thousands of visitors on an annual basis. We've seen the success of all other greenways that are up and running, and I believe, you know, that it will create jobs and new business opportunities for our people, and that is hugely important. And if, you know, just there as well, Jerry, as you know, today is a very important day as well. Kerry County Council have published the plans there for the Castlewee Regeneration Scheme, and, you know, that will include significant enhanced public realm in the town centre, and, you know, boardwalk and new development there along the waterfront, and a development of the Fair Green area. This is a huge investment as well. It's a €19.5 million project, and I would encourage the people of the town and surrounding areas to come in today and see the plans for themselves. Council staff will be there to help address any queries, and people should feel free to make submissions. It is, after all, your town, and you should have your say. And, you know, we, the MD councillors there, it's about 2 months ago, we were shown the plans, and as I said at the time, you know, from what I saw, I believe the people of Castlewee and surrounding areas will absolutely be delighted, you know.
You feel they're transformative and all of that, and I suppose the Greenway works its way into that when it finally opens.
Absolutely, absolutely, Jerry, and that's what it's about as well. Like, you know, so it's really exciting times for Castlewee and South Kerry. And I remember a few short years ago, you remember it well, maybe, Jerry, I brought a deputation into a council meeting there. I think it was back in 2017. You had Jack Fitzpatrick there, and Phil O'Sullivan, Phil Deshubin, from representing the business community and tourism relations,
yeah,
to a number of closed businesses and derelictions in the town at the time. And I said, you know, it was a town that was on its knees with forced immigration, etc. And, you know, it's onwards and upwards now, like, you know. But I was just anxious to, you know, to put, you know, we are waiting for this project for so long now. It is important that every effort is made to get it over the line ASAP.
Sure. And Michael, you're saying any landowner, any queries in relation to payments or anything like that, then contact you, you'll get them onto the
project team. I will contact myself if there's a wish, and I will get the clarification. I'll get, you know, it's important to hear all sides of the story. Like, sometimes people say there's two sides to a story. There can be other sides, but just to listen to the other side and get clarification from the people that are involved. After all, like, these are decent people that are doing Trojan work behind the scenes, and there's a huge element of work involved here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be absolutely magnificent in every sense. It will be the best in Ireland, if not the best in Europe. We have, you know, the magic scenery, etc., etc., and we've seen the proof of the pudding already in other areas in Mayo and Waterford.
Where it's worked very well indeed.
Now.
Okay, Michael, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. It's Fianna Fáil councillor Michael Cahill.